Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Genesis 28:10 to 19a and Matthew 13:24-30 and 36-43. The sermon title is Trusting God in the In-Between. These readings bring together Jacob's dream of a ladder or stairway between heaven and earth, and Jesus' parable of wheat and weeds growing together in the same field. Both readings invite us to trust God in places that are unfinished, tangled, and uncertain. The image that stayed with me is Jacob sleeping with a stone for a pillow. He's not in a holy place, at least not as he understands it. He's on the road. He's between home and somewhere else. He's carrying conflict, fear, and the consequences of his own choices. He's vulnerable. He's alone. And then, in the middle of that lonely, uncertain place, he dreams. He sees a stairway between heaven and earth. Angels moving up and down. God present, God speaking, God promising. Not back where Jacob began, not later when he has sorted everything out, but there, on the road, in the in-between. And Jacob wakes with that wonderful realization, surely the Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it. That may be one of the most important spiritual discoveries any of us can make. God isn't only present in the obviously sacred places. God isn't waiting for our lives to become tidy before drawing near. God meets us in the hallway between what was and what will be, in waiting rooms, in strained relationships, in difficult decisions, in grief, in change, in the middle of the night, when the only pillow we have is a hard stone and the future feels unclear. One thing preachers may want to notice is that both readings resist quick answers. Jacob's story doesn't begin with virtue rewarded. He's a complicated man. He is deceived, grasped, and fled. Yet God meets him anyway. That matters. Grace doesn't arrive because Jacob has become impressive. Grace arrives because God is faithful. Then in Matthew, Jesus gives us a field where wheat and weeds grow together. The workers want to fix the problem immediately, pull up the weeds, clean the field, sort things out. But the farmer says, no, wait, the roots are tangled. A rushed solution may damage the very good we're trying to protect. That's hard wisdom. It challenges our instinct to label, divide, judge, and control. And it speaks powerfully to church life. Communities are really neat. People are mixed. Motives are mixed. Even our own hearts are mixed. Wheat and weeds grow close together in us all. Courage and fear, generosity and defensiveness, faith and doubt, hope and weariness. The parable doesn't call us to passivity. It doesn't say evil doesn't matter, but it does call us to humility. We don't always see clearly. We don't always know what will grow into life and what will cause harm. Sometimes faithful action means nurturing what's good, rather than obsessing over ripping out what's wrong. For worship leaders, this opens up rich visual pastoral possibilities. You might use a rock as a sign of Jacob's uncomfortable resting place. A paper ladder or ribbon stairway could show the surprising connection between heaven and earth. For the gospel reading, a tray of tangled roots, wheat and weeds would make the point simply, pull too quickly, and you damage the whole field. The children's talk could ask, where might God be present, even if we don't notice, or how can we grow what's good when life is messy? These are questions adults need as much as children. This is also a Sunday for tenderness. Many people live in in-between places, waiting for test results, looking for work, grieving someone, recovering from conflict, facing change, or wondering what the future of the church will be. These readings don't offer them false certainty, they offer something better: presence, patience, and hope. However you shape worship this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation trust that God is present in the unfinished places. May they resist the urge to judge too quickly. May they nurture what's good, life-giving, just, and compassionate. And may they discover, like Jacob, that even ordinary ground can become holy when our eyes are opened to God who is already there. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas, and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.